This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Due to extreme low temperatures, all Denver City Rec Centers as well as Denver Public Library locations will serve as emergency warming shelters during normal hours today and tomorrow. The city has also opened a 24-hour warming center at the Denver Coliseum. Holiday markets are closing today as extreme cold takes hold of the state. In Denver, the producers at Cherry Creek Holiday Markets will shut down today. Organizer Kenny Nelson says entertainers scheduled for today will be rescheduled.
Moving them onto another warmer day, whether it's a day that doesn't normally have music or a day where we'll have two live acts. So we're definitely looking into that as a possibility.
The Denver Christkindl Market will also close for one day today. It will reopen for its final day of the season tomorrow. Denver will not move forward with a proposal to ban natural gas hookups in new buildings, but it could soon. A city council subcommittee considered adding a ban to its upcoming building code. It backed down after some members asked for more time, but signaled support for the concept. Climate groups say banning gas connections ensures future buildings run on renewable electricity. They've passed in progressive enclaves like Berkeley and New York City. A former Denver Bronco player who helped the team win Super Bowl 50 has died. Ronnie Hillman was a running back for the Broncos for four seasons. His family says Hillman was in hospice care and had a rare form of cancer. He was 31 years old. This is CPR News and KRCC. As for the weather conditions today, we're still in the negative numbers around the front range from Fort Collins down to Pueblo. We are in the negative teens to the negative single digits. Meanwhile, in Grand Junction, it is 26 degrees and sunny.